Yeah, and after you've taken off this kind of soft, thick cover on the outside, would you call that a hull too, or in what's left inside the
kernel?
No.
All the hard part of it left inside the soft part?
Yeah.
Well, they call that the shell.
Yeah. Well, that's you call the other part the hull and that part the shell.
Yeah.
What about these nuts that grow under the ground? What do you call them?
Peanuts.
Do you ever have any other words for them?
No, I never have.
Ever call them goobers?
No.
That's a South Georgia word.
Goober peas.
Yeah, goober peas. Then, what's this fruit that grows in Florida and California? It's about that big around and it's orange colored.
Well, it's a grapefruit, I guess.
Well, and then there's another kind that's not as big as a grapefruit that you might squeeze the juice out of to drink for breakfast or something.
Well, that there is a... it's orange, I know.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get without saying the word myself.
Yeah.
I did, though.
Yes, you did say it.
Then, if you go to the store, well, and you want to get some oranges, but the man doesn't have any more, he just sold out, he would say, we don't have any oranges, they're all what?
All sold.
Would you ever say they're all gone?
Well, sometimes they say they're all gone.
Uh-huh.
Or just sold the last of them or something.
And then this little red vegetable that sometimes is kind of hot. It's red on. It's got a red skin and white inside. It grows under the ground. Get them out of the garden.
Oh, that's a reddish.
Mm-hmm. And then the other kind of red vegetable that you slice and eat raw.
Onions.
Well, this one's red. The red one grows on a sort of vine.
Oh, tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the kind of onion that doesn't get big, but it grows in the spring. You got just a little knob on the end.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're not very strong.
Yeah. Winter onions, they call them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use green onions?
Yeah, they use green onions, but they call them the winter onion that stays in the ground all winter. But what we set out, mostly we just call them onions, and they grow up and may get green, why we call them onions, but the ones that stays in the ground all winter, why they call them winter onion. There's two different kinds.
And what do you use if you got a bunch of beans, fresh beans? What does your wife have to do with them?
She has to break them and string them. String them
and
break them.
And then if they're the kind that, we'll say, that you have to take out of the...
you hull them.
And what do you call the big, yellow, flat kind of bean?
Well, they call them...
That is not with the hull on, but the bean itself is just...
Oh, it's a dried bean.
Well, I was thinking particularly of butter beans. You
yeah,
call them
butter beans, yeah.
Or do you call...
Sometimes we call them limer beans here.
There's not any difference between the two?
The same thing. The limer and the other same thing.
And what about... do you ever call these beans that you break and string? What do you call? What's your word for those?
Well, we call some of them pole beans, some of them bunch beans.
Do you ever use for all of them in general the word snap beans or?
Yeah, not very often. Don't just generally everybody says, well, I've got pole beans and I've got bunch beans. And
do you ever say green beans?
Yeah, they say green beans.
And then the tops of turnips.
They call them turnip tops, and they call them greens when you eat them.
Oh, yeah. And what do you call the cover on an ear of corn?
Shuck.
And then the corn.